On Misericordia University Week, what do superheroes show us about ourselves? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patrick Hamilton, professor of English, looks at popular culture through their stories.
Superman, the paragon of truth, justice, and the American way, speaks to what Americans most want to believe about themselves. But the do-gooder, intent on building a more equal world, simultaneously campaigned against Japanese Americans in his World War II cartoons and comic strips, making blatantly racist arguments supporting their mass incarceration. The contradictions Superman demonstrates regarding race parallel those that exist within U.S. society. Post-war liberalism encouraged Americans, on the one hand, to embrace abstract visions of equality and inclusion, while on the other, looking past structural issues that thwarted their realization. This pattern persists over time. In the Civil Rights era, comics such as Fantastic Four and X-Men at Marvel and Green Lantern Green Arrow at DC offered heartfelt sermons against racism, and both companies introduced numerous non-white heroes. But those sermons only moralized about racism, and non-white heroes were more often time-worn stereotypes than fully developed characters. In later decades, multiculturalism spurred a diversification of Marvel's Avengers and DC's Justice League, while also spawning teams featuring non-white majorities like Marvel's New Mutants and DC's New Guardians. Whatever the creators' good intentions, the persistence of stereotypes made these token efforts at best. Superheroes, thanks to the silver screen, permeate the American consciousness now more than ever. But the same pattern persists. In contrast to the Afrofuturist Black Panther or Thor Ragnarok's nuanced critique of imperialism, most of these films founder on the same contradictions, offering superficially inclusive conglomerations of characters that in reality relegate non-whites to secondary roles as sidekicks and supporting characters. Superheroes, like all popular culture, hold up a mirror so that we can better see ourselves. In it, we see a people that dreams of building a more inclusive society, but struggles to imagine just how to do so.
That was Patrick Hamilton of Misericordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.